I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's been almost 2 months since a massive earthquake struck Haiti. The quake killed more than 200,000 people, and it destroyed much of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Today, Haiti's President René Préval met at the White House with President Obama. Mr. Préval says his country will need billions of dollars to rebuild, and Mr. Obama is pledging continued U.S. help throughout the long reconstruction process. The World's Katie Clark has our story.
President Préval said that lessons should be drawn from the earthquake to benefit future earthquake victims.
L'aide massive, spontanée, généreuse.
Mr. Préval praised the massive, spontaneous, and generous response to the disaster, but he said the quality of the coordination could have been better. Mr. Préval went on to talk about the need for an international humanitarian force that could intervene in the first few minutes after a disaster to help save lives. For his part, President Obama said that the situation in Haiti remains dire, and people should be under no illusions that the crisis is over.
Many Haitians are still in need, desperate need in some cases, of shelter and food and medicine. And with the spring rains approaching, those needs will only grow. The challenge now is to prevent a second disaster.
To that end, President Obama promised more help at a joint U.S.-UN donors conference for Haiti scheduled for March 31st in New York.
And working together, we can ensure that assistance not simply delivers relief for the short term, but builds up Haiti's capacity to deliver basic services and provide for the Haitian people over the long term.
Mr. Obama said Haiti can and will lead the way forward with a strong vision for its own future. René Préval has stressed that stability is key to attracting badly needed foreign investment. Prior to the January 12th earthquake, Préval had been credited with bringing a level of political and social stability to Haiti not seen there in many years. But his lack of leadership immediately following the quake left many Haitians wondering what had happened to the man they elected president to a second term 4 years ago by an overwhelming margin. Gary Pierre-Pierre is editor and publisher of the Haitian Times, a New York-based weekly.
He felt that to go out and connect with the people would be to play politics or to mock the people's misery. And he couldn't be any more wrong than that. I think people were expecting him to be there for them, to comfort them, to talk to them, to reach out to them. And he didn't do that.
Pierre-Pierre says President Préval never quite got that message, and that's been frustrating for Haitians in need of strong leadership.
History will not judge him very kindly for his handling of this mega catastrophe, if you will.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has called for elections in Haiti as soon as they're possible and appropriate. Meantime, U.S. and other foreign troops have begun withdrawing from Haiti. Yesterday, the U.S. Navy hospital ship Comfort began the long trip home to Baltimore. At the height of the crisis, new patients in need of critical care were arriving on board every 6 to 9 minutes. But U.S. Southern Command spokesman Jose Ruiz says it had become increasingly apparent that the ship was no longer needed.
By the end of February, I believe it was the 27th of February, the last patient with earthquake-related injuries had been transferred to a facility on the ground, and they were no longer receiving those kind of patients on the ship.
Some, though, worry that the ship's departure is premature. For The World, this is Katie Clark.